Don't underestimate the importance of standardization. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Michael Spring, associate professor of information sciences at the University of Pittsburgh, examines the necessity of standards.
Eyes glaze over at the mention of standards. In reality, standards are far from boring. Let me explain with a couple stories. On February 7, 1904, a great fire broke out in Baltimore. Fire companies from Washington, Philly, and New York all came to assist. Unfortunately, their equipment could not be connected to the city hydrants. One result of the fire was standardization of fire equipment, leading to increased safety. Similarly, as ships and factories were increasingly powered by steam, there were more boiler explosions. In 1865, the steamship Sultana exploded, killing more than 1,800, the greatest maritime disaster in U.S. history. Standard boiler tests were developed, reducing explosions. Trains had a huge impact on business, but they required new standards. In the 19th century, each community set its own time. When it was noon in New York, it might be 12:20 in Hartford and 12:50 in Boston. With trains arriving and leaving regularly, there was a need for standard time. In 1883, the railroads adopted time zones much like what we have today. Congress adopted that standard in 1918. Think how much standard time impacts everything we do, from catching a plane to when we eat and work. Standard plugs, screws, road signs, doors make modern life possible. Your laptop complies with about 250 standards. Without standards, skyscrapers, highways, and the internet would not be possible. Because standards create larger markets, innovation is encouraged. The Internet of Things is emerging based on standards. We will find ourselves in a world of communicating devices, making our lives easier and more comfortable.
That was Michael Spring of the University of Pittsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.